We have a mitzvah d'oraisa, v'nisem es nafshoseichem, to fast on Yom Kippur. So Yom Kippur is unique among the fast days. We have the four fast days, the Tzom HaRevi, Tzom Chamishi, Tzom Shvi, Tzom Asiri, Yud Zayin Tammuz, Tisha B'Av, Tzom Gedalia, and Asar B'Tavis. We have those four fast days. We have Tainus Esther. And then we have, in its own category, Yom Kippur. See, Tisha B'Av is a Shaila. The Gemara singles out Tisha B'Av, Shani Tisha B'Av, Shehuch Belol Sara. So, Midina Gemara, the other fast days are Ratzu Mis'anim, Ratzu Einu Mis'anim. We've taken upon ourselves. But Tisha B'Av is clearly a Chiyav. Pashas is a Chiyav Durabanan. It depends how you learn the Gemara. Shani Tisha B'Av, does Tisha B'Av retain its original? All the fast days were originally Divrei Kabbalah, and you had a fast like Tisha B'Av. But the Ramban says it was too much for the Tzibor, so we got it down to Tisha B'Av. So when it says Tisha B'Av is different, does that mean it goes back to its original din and Divrei Kabbalah and Divrei Torah Dami? Well, no. According to what I think the accepted psak is, that it's no Shani Tisha B'Av Midrabban and we are Machmir, the major Nafkamina. That's why there's a whole discussion whether there's a Shaila of, you know, as a shiloh among the poskim, whether, as we'll see, whether it's a din of pachas mikashir on Tisha B'Av. So if you hold the raisas, then maybe you could do pachas mikashir. I mean, maybe if you hold the rabbanah, but pasha, if it's the raisas, then it's like Yom Kippur. We do have the concept, but if it's not, many poskim say that there's no din of shiurim on Tisha B'Av. So either way, that Tisha B'Av is different than the other fast days, and in fact, in Shulchan Aruch brings down the women, pregnant women and nursing women are exempt from the other three fast days, but on Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur they are chayev. So still, even Tisha B'Av is still totally different than Yom Kippur, and therefore it is a briska rav that Rav Shechta says over b'shem Rav Chaim that the rav didn't hold from, or at least he didn't practice it, that everyone has a din of a cholet today, a cholet she'en bo sakana. So the lach is by Tisha B'Av, anyone who's a cholet she'en bo sakana is putter from fasting. So therefore, even though in theory on the books a pregnant woman or a nursing woman isn't exempt in its own right, but today, as we'll get to the psak of Rabbi Yisrael Yaakov Fisher in a minute, the Dayan on the basin of the Eidus Charedus, but Pashtus is if you have something, you're not feeling well, you're throwing up, or if you're nursing, you're worried about drying up. So then there are many kuhs by Tisha B'Av, because it's only Durabban, and even though it's stricter than the other fasts. However, by Yom Kippur, or Kuli Alma is Daraisa. It's a biblical prohibition to eat, unless you have a head to eat. So on the books, it's also Muberes and Mizanos have to fast. So therefore, at first glance, it seems to be a non-starter. So, and maybe it isn't. If you're a Muberes, pregnant, or you're breastfeeding, so then Pashtus, as long as you're healthy, you feel fine, you have no other complications, it's according to many post-gims, then you'd be chayev to fast on Yom Kippur. Because that's the simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch, that pregnant women and women who are breastfeeding are still chayev. However, upon deeper inspection, there are those who are lenient. So, in fact, it's a famous psak from Yisrael Yaakov Fisher, who is the dayan of the Eidus HaCharedus. He said that all pregnant women up until the ninth month must eat on Yom Kippur, pachas mikashir. And we'll see in his in the Sefer, in this Askama to Rav Baruch Pinchas Goldberg's Pnei Baruch, where he writes that Shenischal Shu Hadoros, today people are weaker, or many women Mapilos Aidei HaTainis, they become, they might miscarry, and Tzrichin Kol HaNashem, whereas Ad, he says up until the ninth month, Rev Nochum Rabinowitz, that's how just passed away, he also says the ninth month also, women should eat shiurim. He writes that, quoted from one of his Talmidim, that we know the famous Brisker line that, Machmir on Pikuach Nefesh, I'm not Mako on Yom Kippur. So therefore, he's even lenient, he says, on the issue of fasting for all nursing and pregnant women from 20 weeks and on, and he allows drinking in Shiurim. We'll get to what Shiurim is. And he also says this for women in the ninth month. You know how great Rav Yaakov Fisher was, is in Har Menachos, which is I think it's the biggest cemetery in the world with Yidin. I believe the second biggest one was the one in Warsaw. Why was Warsaw so big? We find many Gedolim who are buried there who didn't even live there. And that's because Warsaw had one of the best medical care and hospitals. So many Gedolim came there and they died there, and therefore they were buried. The minhag was you got buried where you died. You didn't bring people back to where they came from. So apparently he got front row seats. Together, they say the Belzer Rebbe, Rav Moshe Feinstein, the Chabina Rav, and they made room for Rav Yisrael Yaakov Fisher. So that's all you need to know about. He was a great Gaon, and he was also known as in order to be Mekel, you have to be a Gadol. So therefore, he felt that today it's a dangerous, and therefore he's Srichin Kol HaNashim. He's saying they have to eat. I mean, they have to eat Pachos Mikashir. So that's the opinion of Rav Yaakov Fisher and others, and the Sefer Evan Yisrael, he writes it. So he's concerned that today it's a sakana. So the obviously, if you hold this, it's a sakana, a miscarriage. So again, so there's two sakanas here, the two issues here. So one is the mother and one is the fetus. So obviously there's one issue we're concerned with the mother, we're also concerned about the child. And therefore many say, or along those lines, Rev Rabinowitz and others, that the fetus is very vulnerable, and without his mother, you know, it's a sakana to the child as well. So we have to take in both people, not just the mother, but also as well as the fetus. And therefore he says, he's not saying you can't eat regularly, you have to eat shiurim because of sakana of having a miscarriage. And some point out in the Tchumim, other posts can bring down that especially someone who's having a woman with complications or someone who had already had two miscarriages, because Trezim, they have a chazaka, or Shlomo Zalman says even without that, you know, and others say you don't have to have two miscarriages. So there he even says it without. So what do you mean, Pachas? But the Shail is, so on Tisha B'Av, which we assume it's Drabanan, so okay, so you're a chole Shein Bo Sakana is allowed to eat. But on Yom Kippur, if you're a chole Sheyesh Bo Sakana, so then you could eat. Again, according to the Briskers, you can eat kedarko, you can eat it however you want. According to many other poskim in the Shulchan Aruch, you have to eat pachas mikashir. Unless, of course, you need, it doesn't help if you have to eat the regular. Then everyone agrees if you have to eat the regular amount, then you have to. You don't need shirim. But the machokas, Briskers, and others are if you don't need the regular amount. So Briskers say if you're a chodesh poskim, it doesn't make a difference. It's like the Magid Mishnah, you can do it all. Trikotra. And according to others, no, then you can't. Then there's another discussion on the Sefer Achinach, whether the Sefer Achinach seems to say, Acholah she'ein bo sakana can eat on Yom Kippur. So the Minchas Chinah says, what are you talking about? So that's how they answer. No, he's saying like Rav Chaim, that he's saying, Yisoda is Rav Chaim, he was before him, that someone who's a Safek Sakanan, even though you're Acholah she'ein bo sakanan now, but by not eating, you'll become a Safek Sakanan, so then that's who he's talking about. So, we already see the Sefer Achinach did write, he didn't say a cholish any bo sakana could eat. So, certainly then, and so Rav Dayan Weiss, Dayan Fisher is saying, anyway, pachas mikshir. So generally, if on Tisha B'Av, it's only drabanan, so even if you're a cholish any bo sakana, the problem is on Yom Kippur, the head to eat has to be a cholish yesh bo sakana. So let's say I'm only a cholah she'ein bo sakana. So obviously, if I'm a cholah she'ein bo sakana, that's to become a cholah she'ein bo sakana. Okay, so then you eat shiurim. But what about if you're a cholah she'ein bo sakana? And I guess you're always a suffix sakana, but you're not. In other words, so Diane Fisher is saying you are a suffix sakana. He's saying you're going to. The baby's going to miscarry, you'll get sick, so therefore, but still, even according to Dayan Fisher, Pachas Mikshir is still an Issa Daraisa, because we have a Machlokas in the Gemara Yuma, Rav Yochanan, which Lekas, called Chalev, that we learn now, he learns Rav Yochanan says, Chachi Shir Asa Min HaTorah, and Rav Yochanan says, it's only Asa Midrabanan, we pass on like Rav Yochanan, this is Shaila. Rav Chaim Moses says, it's a din kholi, it's not a din of Yom Kippur. It's a separate Israel of Chatzishir. It's not a Yom Kippur dika din. Well, according to the Prima Gunan, it is. So therefore, what's the heter? You'll ask. It's still us from in our Torah. So anyways, so that's what people want. So the Chacham Svi discussed it. Others that they want to say, maybe even according to Rav Yochanan, when is Chatzishir Atzim in our Torah? They quote the Chacham Svi. Why? Because it's like Akshaveda, Abadi Yosef quotes it, that you're giving a chashivas, that's why. Normally Chatzi Shir is Asur. Chatzi is Asur in the Torah because you're giving chashivas to the food by eating it. However, if you're eating it with Tzarechola, if you're an Anus in the Achila, so there's no Maisa Achila, and therefore it's only a din. So that's how the Chacham Svi wants us to have a big chiddush that maybe if a chol is eating it and you're an anus, so therefore, that tachatzi shir is only asur midrabana. And there's also others want to point that maybe when is it only chatzi? If some have a bigger chiddush, maybe if you're only eating, what does the person normally eat? You eat for nutrients or you eat for the taste? So if you assume you eat for taste, so if the only reason I'm eating is because I need it for the nutrients, maybe that's not considered achila, maybe that's only true. So a different explanation, perhaps, why we could get chatzi shir down to a drabanan. But either way, because if you get it down to a drabanan on Yom Kippur, so then even a chola she'ein bo sakana, it's much more room to. So that's one school of thought. If you get it down to a chola she'ein bo sakana, so then if it's a chola she'ein bo sakana, to have shiurim, you have to get it down to an issur drabanan. Perhaps that gets it. Or if you hold that it's a cholah she'ein bo sakana and it's an issur deraisa, so then you have to say it's going to lead to a suffix sakana like Dayan Weiss does. And then the nursing woman as well, that's where Machlokes, that's where Rav Shlomo Zalman says, another is machok and Rabadi is machmir. The question is, could you, in advance, do you have to, if you could use formula, so Rabadi says, so if you could use formula, so then there's no need for nursing women. They don't have to worry about going dry, and therefore that's what they should do. Other poskim say no, whatever you would normally do, and today, you know, it's like fighting City Hall, you know, you have the naturalist, those that no matter what, they want to, it's better for the child. So the bottom line is, so there are those who say that no, you should just do form, and others say no, the woman could also have pachas mikshir because it's a suffix sakana, to her, to the, you know, maybe, well, at least to the child, etc. And others say, no, that you have to go ahead and make four. That's a separate shayla that maybe Rav Abadi also is machmir. So Rav Abadi's machmir is also machmir, perhaps on the shayla, when you're talking about for nida, for someone who has a fertility issue because of keeping the days of nida. So there's a shayla about, so maybe only keeping on special situations, keeping nida d'rabanan. Keeping nida d'oraisa, but not nida d'rabanan. So the shayla is, today when we have IVF in vitro, so let's say a woman, if you keep the, all the dinam d'rabanan, she's not going to become pregnant. But if you keep the nida d'oraisa, not d'rabanan, then she can, potentially. So therefore there's room to be mako. So Rav Abadi holds that since Bizman is there, we have IVF, so therefore there's no room to be, or less room to be mako. And or others might say, well, if you can't afford it, so what's the difference? In other words, let's say it's there, but I can't afford it, so it's ke'ilu, not there. Like they discussed a child, let's say a dentist on the father, is it e'efshar because for you, you won't have to pay even. But so that's the shayla over there by nursing, whether geish v'yeish, whether there are those who are machmir, but Rav Shlomo Zalman seems to be meiko. We know if a woman wants to, a woman always breastfeeds, so therefore that's enough of a reason she could continue, and therefore also as well she could have pakas, pakas, nikushir. So the bottom line is on a tisha b'av acholish ein bo sakana could eat, so it's not even a shayla. The bit shayla is on Yom Kippur. The lach is acholish yesh bo sakana could eat. It's the shayla how much. Acholish ein bo sakana pashis can eat. So then either, so to be matter a cholish ain bo sakana, either you have to say it's a cholish ain bo sakana that will, by not eating, will lead to a cholish yesh bo sakana, to suffix sakana, so therefore you could eat, you know, at least pachas pachas mikshir. Or if you want to say it's a, only it's a purely cholish ain bo sakana, we have to go with the Chacham Tzvi and other poskim who want to say that when does Rav Yochanan say it's asur min haTorah? That's only when you, there's a ma'isa achila. But if you're honest to achel because of a cholas, so then even Rav Yochanan would agree that pachas pachas mikshir, that chatzi shir on Yom Kippur would also only be drabanan.